Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here. Y'all, today is a very special day. It is Thursday, the 21st of December, but it is our last podcast of the year. We've been doing a little departure from my normal format and doing these Christmas trinkets. So this is our last Christmas trinket. It's our last official show of the year, taking a break until we get into the second week of January, where I'm coming back with so much good stuff for you guys as we enter election season. But for today, this is our last one. So I just want to celebrate. Just want to cheers to you for coming and joining me here today. And today, let's call this Christmas trinket, Put On Your Armor. All right, ladies, yesterday we were talking about stepping into your authority, and it was kind of a part one of the concept of walking out your authority. And today is the part two, where we have to put on our armor. So I'm not going to tell you my opinion on this. I'm not going to tell you what I think on this yet. I will get to that in a minute, but I want to start off with scripture. So let's look at Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the devil. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So walking out our authority yesterday, kind of the part one, is we have to be in obedience and we have to forgive. As hard as that is, and we talked about that a lot, it's difficult, but Jesus commands it. It's not like up for debate. It's not optional. You can't, if you're going to go all in for Jesus, you got to go all in. You don't get to cherry pick pieces out of the Bible that you want to follow and then dismiss other ones that are too hard. I did that for a long time. I'm guilty too, but we have to take all of his word and apply it to our lives, not just the pieces that we like or the pieces that are easier. So yesterday, obedience and forgiveness. Today, the armor of God. Now, couple of things about that armor I want to share with you, that this is how we finish that walk in authority. So the enemy has dominion over the earth. This is why we have, you know, a fallen world. This is why people hurt each other and all the things that come with that. This is why humanity can really go down some dark paths. The spirit of lust and the spirit of deception and greed and all these things play out in this world because whether you believe in him or not, that we have an enemy. It doesn't make it any less true. We have an enemy. Again, God says in the Bible, I mean, all of the apostles, the disciples turned apostles, they all warned us about it. So it's not my opinion. It's the absolute truth. There is a spiritual army on this earth. We think Hamas is bad. Like they are the ones driving Hamas. They're the evil that is in this world is beyond anything we could ever comprehend. So knowing it's a spiritual battle, that's the real enemy, as God promises or tells us in Ephesians, we then have to fight with spiritual weapons. And so the armor of God in Ephesians 6 is so crucial that we get up and put on every day, just like we put on our clothes, just like we put on a hat. I love hats, by the way. Just like we do all of that, we also have to put on our spiritual armor every day. So I'm just going to walk through a couple of things about this that that I talk about a lot because I can't say it enough. I think sometimes even if you've listened to me for a while, you'll hear me say things again, I think it's important to just repeat. So when we put on our, what my husband and I do in the morning, when we put on our spiritual armor, it's just a part of our prayer life. Like it's something that we incorporate into our morning prayers. So the way it looks for us is we're praying and we say, Father God, today I put on my spiritual armor. I put on my shoes of peace. I put on my belt of truth. That means wisdom. Lord, I thank you for your wisdom today and help me to see the truth in all things. Lord, I put on my breastplate of righteousness. If there's anything that I'm doing that's out of obedience or out of step with you, Lord, bring it to my attention so that I can get back in step with you. I put on that breastplate of righteousness. That just means we're in right standing with God. It's as if we never sinned. All right, we're not doing anything that we know of to grieve him. Lord, I put on my helmet of salvation. What is that? Jesus came here. This, you know, we celebrated this month over Christmas. He came here to basically take our place on that cross. And because of that, now we are of a royal bloodline. So then we go to our Lord, I put on my royal robe of favor. And my husband and I have a fun little game we do with that every morning. We pick a color that our robe is going to be for that day. So today mine was candy cane, red and white. You know, so Lord, I put on my royal robe of favor and I thank you that I'm surrounded with your uncommon favor, like a shield. Then Lord, next I put on my shield of faith. I hold it up and I quench every dart the enemy can send. And this is where I take my authority. Get behind me, Satan. You have no permission and no power here today. You may not enter this dwelling. You have no power over my children or my grandchildren. I command you to get behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. So let me pause here for a second. This is where a lot of us miss it. We are nowhere near powerful enough to stand against the enemy. Like the spiritual forces that they have are real and they are a whole lot more powerful than us. Where our power comes from is in the word of God. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy and all of his demonic minions, they run from Jesus, like they are scared to death of Jesus Christ. So you're speaking in his name, like you come on behalf of the King of Kings. You come with the authority that Jesus has given you and you drive them back in his name. It's nothing that we're not powerful enough, nothing we can do. But because we are in him, we basically have the keys to that kingdom. We drive him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, then we go to our Lord, I put on my sword of your word. You're the vine. Speak out some scriptures. Just pick a few that you love. Lord, you're the vine and I'm the branch. Apart from you, I can do nothing. But in you and you in me, we will bear much fruit today. I thank you, Lord, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's speaking his word. His word. So the shield is where our protection and our authority is. The sword is where we actually wield that power. So again, it's not our words, it's Jesus's words through our mouths that wield the power. So we can't come into a situation and just say, I command that this happen, right? That's not the authority that we have. But we can come in and we can, if it's in agreement, in alignment with the word of God, we can come in and we can speak that authority over our situation. I thank you, Lord, that everything that my hand touches will prosper. I thank you, Lord, that you said that your will is for me to have life in abundance to the full until it overflows. And I claim that, Lord. You said that you gave me your peace, not peace as the world understands, but the peace that surpasses understanding, your peace. I have that already, and I walk in that today. So you're taking what he's already done and what he's already said, and you're applying it to your life. It's like you're putting it on. You're applying it. You know, and then you walk out into the world and Satan and his minions tremble as you come into these situations wielding God's power. So it's not our authority. I just want to make that really clear. It's his authority that we have over these situations in our life. So if we're in obedience and we've done that forgiveness work and we're loving people the way Jesus commands us to love, we don't have to feel like it to love somebody. All right, we're doing it out of obedience to him. Then we come in fully armed. Each day you need to go through that fully armed. you show up in the world, I'm telling you, you walk into a room with a whole different presence. The people of God are drawn to you, and the people that are of darkness, they hide from you. They are scared of you because they can recognize that power that you're wielding. It's incredible. It's not ever anything that we have on our own. We only have it in the name of Jesus Christ. So take your authority over your situations. Take God's authority over the situation. We don't ever want to try to pretend to understand let me put it this way. We don't ever want to try to get in God's driver's seat, right? I'm not saying that we can command God to do what we want him to do. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God has given us a lot of authority and we don't use it. We don't step into our peace. We don't step into that power that he has already given us. So we have to understand what his part is and what our part is. Once you start to understand that, and you're going to understand that by getting in your Bible more, by letting the Holy Spirit help you discern it. But the devil does not want you to know who you are. I'm telling you, he will do everything to keep us from understanding this. Because once you know who you are, once you know whose you are, oh my gosh, the power you have in the world to do good for him, for his will, like once that kicks in, watch out. Because your authority is real. All right, let me pray with you. Our last show of 2023. Father God, I just thank you so very, very much for the opportunity to get to pour into these women, Lord. Thank you for what you've taught me that I can turn around and overflow onto them and what they teach me, what they send me and teach me in messages and emails. Lord, we're just trying to do this life together and we're sharing your wisdom. And Lord, I just praise you for everything that you've given us, every blessing you've given us, every piece of authority, all the peace you've given us. Lord, you've given us everything we need to not only survive this world, but to thrive in it. And I just honor you and thank you for that, Lord. As we step into 2024, I ask for hedges of protection around every woman listening to this show today. And I ask for divine angels with swords drawn above her head that know weapon formed against her shall prosper, and that, Lord, she would know, she would finally get it. It would finally sink in the authority she has in you. Let her wield it, Lord, with confidence, with reverence, but a bold humility in 2024. I pray blessings over her family, her children, her work, and her the will you have for her life, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. We did it. 2023 is gone. It's going. I will see you back in about mid-January 2024. Thanks, ladies. Mwah. I love you. Go get them. And oh, Lady up.